Time now for more trivia, and it's the beginning of a new week, and a new challenge for you from Mr. Kiger.
Yes!
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, good to see you.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did. How about you?
It's all good. It's all good.
It's all
start of another work.
And every day you get up is a good day.
Every day.
Yep.
Every day.
Every day is a blessing.
It's a gift. It's a gift to be opened.
Daily.
Daily. Well, hey, you know what? Daily. The Daily Planet. That's a good segue for the question.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Folks, today we're doing superhero girlfriends and villains.
My goodness. Okay.
Superhero girlfriends and villains.
I see what you did there.
All right. Everybody ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I can't speak for everybody.
Superman had his Lois Lane girlfriend and Lex Luthor, one of his arch villains. Spider-Man had his Mary Jane and the Green Goblin was a villain.
Okay.
Which animated superhero from the 50s and 60s, who, by the way, was an animal, had a girlfriend by the name of Pearl Pureheart and an arch villain, Oil Can Harry?
Pearl Pureheart.
Pearl Pureheart.
And Oil Can.
Oil Can Harry.
All right. I think I got to think about this for a minute, but I know the answer to that.
I think you do.
I do.
So if you think you do also know one of those old animated cartoon superheroes, you give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
You can win a $50 gift card from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace if we draw out your name on $50 Friday.
That's a good thing.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together, the inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin, and at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Freddie, you want to know,
he had
a girlfriend named Pearl.
Pearl Pureheart. Pureheart.
And an arch nemesis.
Or Oil Can Harry.
Rival Oil Can Harry. It was, wasn't it like Deputy Dog or somebody like that?
Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Well, if you'd sung that song to begin with, I would have known right away. Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse.
You're exactly right.
And remember, who was the comic? Man on the Moon guy.
Oh, gosh.
He was strange.
Never have liked that guy.
Andy.
I can see him in my mind's eye.
Well, he did a playoff with that. He'd come on stage and he'd put the needle down on.
Yeah.
There I come to save the day, and then he would see. That means that Mighty Mouse.
What's that guy's name?
I know.
He was kind of, wasn't he on Taxi for a while or something?
He was strange.
Yeah, he was a really weird guy, but I never thought he was funny.
And then he did the wrestling stuff too.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. But anyway, that's.
But Mighty Mouse.
Yeah.
Created as a parody of Superman, he first appeared in 1942 and has returned in film as late as the 1980s.
Yeah.
Mighty Mouse.
I didn't see him in film in the 80s. Was there a Mighty Mouse movie back then?
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah, back in the 80s.
Okay.
Kind of a little more hyped up,
adult?
Yeah, well, no, not adult, but they kind of spruced him up for the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Which means he probably had feathered hair and
blow dryer.
Right,
he carried with him around all the time.
Right, and was probably singing Olivia Newton-John songs.
Listen to heavy metal.
Let's get physical.
Or he was doing jump, like
right.
Van Halen.
Right. wearing the calf warm-up things, you know.
Yeah.
Mighty Mouse.
More cowbell.
Yeah. Everybody have a great day.
All right. Hey, you too.
Thanks.